CAP Services of Stevens Point has a mission of helping low-income people become self-sufficient. The federal loan should create at least 19 local jobs by providing money for startup businesses, according to CAP CEO Mary Patoka.
Sometimes the answer for people is to start a business. You know, there are some people who will say, don't take a job, make a job. And for those with that entrepreneurial spirit, we want to be there to support them.
Patoka says many would-be entrepreneurs can't get loans in the aftermath of the Great Recession.
Access to capital and credit is still very, very difficult for especially startup businesses or low-income individuals. Conventional bankers are still shy and unwilling to take some of the risk.
The U.S. Department of Agriculture Rural Development Program pumped $558 million into the Wisconsin economy last year for job creation, energy development, health care, and water, sewer, electric, telephone, and broadband infrastructure. Wisconsin Rural Development Director Stan Grzynski says it was money well spent.
Well, I really don't think that the government should ever waste money. These are tax dollars. They're entrusted to the government to be spent wisely. But to suggest that we can survive in this kind of a worldwide economy without the support of government investment and support in rural communities like we have in Wisconsin is just foolishness.
Wisconsin is the number one state in the nation in the amount of rural development funds received and projects funded. I'm Glenn Moberg for Wisconsin Public Radio News.